it's a big game for us on Wednesday evening, Brendan, 7:30 throwing in McCool Park and Ballybuffet. We're coming up against Armagh. Both teams, both ourselves and Armagh, have won their opening two games. We beat Cavan on the initial day above in Bethnal Park and Fermanagh then 2 weeks ago. So if we can get over this one, it's a big game for the lads. If we can get over this one, Brendan, we will get a home semi-final, which would be massive, I suppose. You know, you'd be likely coming up against the Derry, Tyrone, Monaghan and that. But, like, obviously all our focus is just on Wednesday night. Now, if you finish third in the group, or, sorry, if you were to finish second in the group, we would then have to go into a quarter-final, you know, which would be next week. So, obviously, there's a big carrot there to get over the line on Wednesday night, and all our focus and attention is on that, Brendan.
Yeah, big game to gauge, Brendan. Has it been awkward conditions this time of year now to you know, has it been about a bit of a grind in the games as well? And it'll come down to that, I'm sure, on Wednesday night.
Yeah, listen, I think no matter what level, be it minor, under 20 or senior, that you play Ulster Championship, it's going to be a grind of sorts, Brendan. So it is from the point of view, you know, I suppose you're looking at the time of year too when pitches have been wet and, you know, training pitches have been wet. So it has been difficult and we've had a couple of niggles and knocks over the last few weeks. But boys are coming back and hopefully we should be near full strength for Wednesday evening. Niall Prenderville, our fullback, picked up a bad hamstring injury the first day against Cavan, so this game will come a bit too early for him. But listen, it's been enjoyable. They're a great bunch of lads, Brendan. You know, we're training, you know, a few months now, so we are, and they've put in a huge effort. They're young lads, 18, 19 years of age. In actual fact, a lot of our team are probably going to be underage again next year for this competition for under 20. So there's a good core of players there. Jim actually had some of these players up training with the senior squad too. And, you know, you look at the likes of Luke McGlynn and Oisin Caulfield, who have got a lot of minutes playing with the seniors over the winter there. So they're getting good experience for that. And, you know, playing in under 20 in tight games, you know, first game we started really well against Cavan, played really well in the first half. But Cavan came back to us, to be fair, in the second half and tested us going down the straight. And, you know, Fermanagh likewise gave us a good test, but we ran out strong enough winners in the end. But we know that Armagh is going to be the big test in this group in order that we can gain that home semi-final.